Can I get a drop?
Oh, the rule says play it as it lies. Dream time made a fool out of me. Now it's 4:30. Oh, baby, can't you see?
No use in waiting no more. It's a time of tragedy. Think it's three after a hiatus, you call it?
Yeah, a little hiatus, sabbatical.
Sabbatical. I think, what is it, a two-year sabbatical at this point?
Yeah.
We're back for good. Miles and I decided after...
Maybe one and a half.
After a little break, I guess, to figure out big boy life stuff, we decided we missed the pod, so we're running it back for good. I think we're just going to we'll go straight into it. Play It As Lies is back. But we'll probably just be doing 30, 40-minute episodes a week. Won't be as long as the past podcast. I think everybody will like it a little better.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to kind of just get into the questions, make it more fast pace so you don't, I guess, to the avid golfer, doesn't get too bored. But I think it'll just make it a lot more fun and just easier to kind of produce episodes. Yeah. I'll do a little update in, I guess, this 1.5 year hiatus we've been on.
Yeah. You want to start? What have you been doing in this past?
So graduated last year. I'm about a year since I've graduated, but I'm about 10 months into working, doing the corporate life.
Yeah.
Working at a bank, Cadence Bank. Everything's going well. Learned a lot about
the haven't got fired yet.
Haven't been fired. So hopefully this podcast doesn't raise any red flags, but I'm listening to it. But everything's good. I'm learning a lot. Life's good.
Nice. Yeah. I graduated last December, and for me, over this past 1.5, 2 years have been a lot of figuring out, wrestling with my faith, and just has been growing a lot in that. I went to a mission trip to India over the summer, last summer, and I've just been really just pursuing my faith in a way that I never had before. And I actually work for a church now. I work for a local church here in Norman, and I am a seminary student at Dallas Theological Seminary. And so, yeah, that's been what's going on in my life. And yeah, excited to be back on the pod and to get this going. And so, yeah.
Definitely. All right. I guess we'll just get right into it.
Yeah.
There was a big tournament this past weekend. We had the second major of the year with the PGA. Miles, what did you think about it?
I thought it was really, really good. I'm a huge Kepka. Most people aren't Kepka fans. We're two of the rare Kepka fans out there in the world. But I was rooting for him the whole weekend, ever since I saw him up on the leaderboard after Friday. And yeah, just super pumped that Brooks is back in the major winning circle. His knee's healthy. And yeah, just super excited that Brooks is back.
I agree. I can concur with that statement. I was kind of hoping, down the stretch, I'm happy Brooks won. I mean, it was, especially after watching the full swing, kind of seeing that he acts like this, big tough guy, doesn't care, but he obviously cares. Full swing,
yeah. Made it
look like he cares. I mean, we knew he always cared. He just act like he didn't care. it was good to see him. I mean, I can't believe he's won five in pretty much a 5-year stretch, right?
It's crazy. Yeah.
5-year stretch. I think his first one was 2017, 2018 at Aaron Hills, US Open. So
I don't know. He just
always shows up to the majors. I'm not surprised he won, though. I mean, I was telling my roommates, I was like, we're trying to decide, who was going to win. And we're like, I mean, I cannot not pick Brooks. He just always the major. I was kind of like Brooks, and I like Hovland beginning of the week just because for a ball striker. It's a ball striker course, and Hovland's probably one of the best kind of drivers and iron players of you know, the game right now. So I thought he would fare well, which he did.
I'm surprised that he hasn't had a breakthrough yet. I mean, he's right there every single major, and you just can't get it done. What's up with Hovland? What do you think that is?
I think it's just between the ears right now. I think mentally, you just got to get over the hump. I mean, he's won two or three times. I mean, he won. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Exactly the stats. I know he won kind of pretty early, kind of almost back to back starts or pretty early on after he won his first one. He won his second one. I know he won like the Mayakoba a couple years back, but he's been around the board. He was obviously there at the Masters. I think he just, I mean, he's a good enough player to win. I mean, he dominated collegiate golf. I mean, he was pretty much ran away with the amateur. Year at Pebble Beach. I mean, he was just hard to beat that year. So I think he's definitely got the game. He's always had the game, hits it long. I think his chipping was his problem, but I think he's definitely gotten a lot better than where he was. And then I think he's a sneaky good putter when he gets going. I like how he holds the ball.
Yeah. I think he's coming. I think he's close. I think within a couple of years, I would not be shocked at all to see his name on one of the trophies. What do you think about Scotty, man? I feel for Scotty, my guy.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday. I mean, it's crazy to think. I mean, he's won already. I mean, how many times he won? Like six, seven times. I mean,
yeah.
I know I'm probably way off my number, but he's just kind of been dominating. It's kind of been him and Rom this year, kind of running away with everything, dominating every tournament pretty much. But lately, just I don't know what's going on with the flat stick. He's been kind of struggling. I want to say struggling on the greens, but he's been struggling inside 5 feet. For what he, you know, when he came, I guess last year when he kind of showed the world who he was. I mean, Scotty was always a good player in college, but kind of when he broke through, he was, I mean, nobody was catching him after he won the Masters, but he's had a great year this year. I mean, not knocking him, but I think last couple tournaments, he's just struggled with the putter. I don't know if that's just a mental thing or he needs to fix that with some setup issues or whatever it be, mechanical issues, but I think he'll be fine. I mean, one thing we were talking about that, you know, Sky doesn't get talked about enough is that he's a good ball striker. I mean, he drives straight, hits a lot of greens and makes putts. I mean, he's pretty deadly from kind of outside 10 feet. And that's why I think he's always kind of in contention nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think at the Masters, you saw that, you know, and just the putting those last couple of days. And he's right there every weekend. I mean, like you said, his ball striking is just absurd. He absolutely pures the ball, like sits 180 ball speed. But I think it's just that Saturday. I mean, he shot 5 under on Sunday. But, I mean, that Saturday round was just knocked him out of that security for the win. But I know he'll be back. Like you said, he's been hot. I think he's favored this week at the Charles Schwab, and I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if he won down there.
Yeah, I agree. I think the other thing we were talking about was, I mean, I wouldn't say, I mean, it was a little choky, but I wouldn't categorize it as a choke.
Right.
On Sunday. But, you know, he played himself out of a Saturday. I mean, they say you can't win it on Saturday, but you can lose it.
You can lose it for sure.
Shooting 4 over, just kind of dug a hard hole to catch up. I mean, he had a chance. He had plenty of birdie options, opportunities, to kind of, you know, go super low yesterday. But, you know, it's hard to make, you know, everything look at. But still shot 5 under, still finished second. Alone, and I mean, he'll definitely win another major. I mean, he's too good of a player. I mean,
for sure.
general. I'm not too worried about Scotty, but I think he's got to just figure out the flat stick stuff a little bit, and just maybe think he's maybe in a little mental block that some of the great players kind of run into.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we got to talk about him, Michael Block.
That I guess was the party.
Yeah. Spectacular.
I mean, every year there's always some PGA pro who, you know, plays well, probably makes the cut or almost makes the cut. And it's kind of in it, and then they kind of falter. But, I wasn't even paying attention, but Saturday round shoots even, right? Even one
yeah.
over. He's playing with Rory final round, and he's sitting two over. I think I went to the Astros game yesterday and came back, and they walked in to the tournament and saw him dunk it on 15 to get back to even. So, I mean, it's just such a good feel-good story. I mean, he dunked it to get back to even. Bogeyed 16. He got up and down from the fairway on 17 and then made a ridiculous up and down on 18.
Yeah.
I mean, he all sat on the lip, and it was kind of, just a great Cinderella story. He finished top 15, which gets him into the PGA next year at Kentucky. So, I mean, it's a great story. And then I think even the better part about it is he'll be playing Charles Schwab this week. And then I saw, on social media that he'll be playing the RBC Canadian Open. They gave him an extension in a couple weeks, kind of, I think, June 6th to 10th.
As he should. I mean, I think – I don't know what his, where he sees his future. I don't know if he sees himself, even thinking about, trying to compete out there. But he did show this week that it was possible. And I mean, every single shot, that you saw that from the highlight reel was just, just proof of his game. That dunk, I didn't think it was real. I was like, are you serious? He dunked the whole one. Yeah. And playing with Rory on a Sunday. I mean, I saw the first tee shot, and the crowd was just going crazy for him and just a ton of support, which I thought was really cool. Excited to see how he plays this week.
I agree. I mean, to answer kind of your question, he's just riding this heat check he's been on. He's riding the good vibes, good moments. Like you said, and he said in the interview after, he's just going to enjoy this trip because it'll probably be, one of the special moments in his life, which it is. I mean, he's playing amazing.
For sure.
He hit the ball far. I think he was sitting around, 155 ball speed. I mean, he's 46. Yeah. He's a pro. So he doesn't expect to, but it does help. It does go a long way. I think his check was like $288,000, which is pretty life changing money. And I think it'll just help him. My brother's saying I think it will also help him. He'll get a lot more lessons too. But I think he just needs to enjoy it. I do like him. I don't know if he won't. I don't expect him to be top 15, but I do like him. Possibly make the cut this week. Colonial just sets up good. You don't need to hit it super long. It's one of those ball strikers, kind of, work your way around the course type situation.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. Like this course, I feel like all you got to do is, the fairways are really narrow, as we know, but you put it out in the fairway, give yourself a chance to put it on the green, give yourself a putt. I wouldn't be surprised. I guess leading into that, what do you think for this week? Who you got this week on the Charles Schwab? I guess we need to talk about Brooks.
Yeah, man, we're just jumping into the picks. I'd say we're going to talk about Brooks. Talking about everybody else, we didn't talk about the man himself.
The man.
We talked about him early on, winning his fifth.
Yeah, yeah.
We've kind of already talked about Brooks, but, just kind of going back to Brooks, he's just a stone cold killer when it comes to major season. He shows up. He doesn't play. Now he can't play in you know, PGA Tour tournaments anymore. He's on LIV, but he's had a good year this year. I liked him going in the Masters because I know he had won, you know, two times leading up to two like LIV tour events. And I mean, he shows up for the majors. He loves it. He just got that mentality. He's kind of got that, I guess, in a way that, you know, Tiger mentality, or just, you know, one of those, you know, the great all times,
The
just have a
Mamba
mentality.
mentality.
You know, they show up, you know, in the big moments, and he just seems to show up every, you know, kind of major tournament. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're talking about him, you know, up there in leaderboard, the US Open.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I would pick him. Yeah. You can't not pick him to be up there, you know, at least for a top 10 finish. I mean, even more than that, a win. I mean, I was really rooting for him in the Masters. I thought he was gonna do it, but I don't know what exactly that was. I mean, that's a whole nother story, whether that was just, you know, not used to playing that fourth day or
I think
whatever that was.
it
Yeah. But
was like to him, and then I think it's the Masters. I think it's, you know, I hate to say it, it's just like it's the major everybody wants to win the most. You know, it's kind of the Holy Grail. Everybody wants to win at Augusta. And I think, you know, he's been there plenty of times before. And I think it was just, you know, Rahm was, you know, is probably the hottest player, him or Scotty right now. And you're playing with Rahm, and Rahm's kind of catchy when you're struggling. I think Brooks just wanted to win, you know, at Augusta. Really bad. I mean, he doesn't want to win Augusta.
And I mean, I think he's gonna probably, I think he will in the future. That's just my hope. I'd love to see him wearing a green jacket one day. But congrats to Brooks, obviously. Proud of him. He's gonna be a new dad, which is crazy.
What is it, on his birthday? Him and Jenna with the announcement, so. Yeah, he's going through some little. You can tell he's going through some demons, like I said, on full swing, just with the injuries and not playing well. And you know, he wants to win. He acts like he doesn't practice that much, but I mean, he does care.
Just raw talent, though, also. Just super, really good at golf, just solid swing. I mean, crushes the ball, hits his wedges perfect. I love the putting stroke. I mean, Brooks, he's a force to be reckoned with. Looking forward to see what he does in the US Open.
I agree. You wanna now we can talk about the picks for Charles Schwab this week. Who you liking? And I think we just go, who do you like to win, top 10, and any dark horses to look out for?
I'm looking at it now. I see like the top people I see right now. I see Scheffler 4-1, Spieth 12-1, Hovland at 14. You got Fowler down there at 30. You know, if I'm picking someone to win, I'm definitely gonna go. I'm gonna take the 4-1. I think I'm gonna take Scotty. I don't think there's anything that I see in his game that's like, I wouldn't pick Scottie, you know. I mean, he's just so consistent, and I feel like that Texas crowd will, I don't know, that might spur him on a little bit. But if I'm not taking Scottie, like a sleeper pick, I would say, honestly, I think Ricky would be a good pick for me. Ricky, he played well a few weeks ago. I forget which tournament it was, but I mean, I think Ricky. And then possibly even Horschel. I'm pretty sure no, Horschel didn't win last year. But he did win a tournament last year. I think he won the Memorial. And I don't know. I could see Horschel maybe doing something. What about you?
Well, you took some off the top of my head. I want to pick Scotty, but I think I'm gonna go kind of towards last year. He won it last year. I think we're gonna go with the man Sam Burns to go back to back. Like him there. He's kind of quiet, but Sam's just a good player. I like him. I mean, Can I hammer Scotty? I like, but I think I'm gonna go Sam to win. Instead of saying I think Scotty top 10, but yeah, if I'm gonna kind of pick somebody else, I'd probably pick Ricky. Play well, I think top 15, top 10 for Ricky, and then my dark horse. I think we're gonna go is Adam Scott playing this week?
Gotti.
Is he?
I don't see him on the list.
I guess I'm thinking he usually plays, but now I guess I'll
Yeah.
go play Ricky, and then I do like our boy Cole and our boy
Oh, for sure.
I think they play well. I think they make the cut. I think they're in it for possibly top 30, maybe top 10, depending on how they play on the weekend. But I like those two
Yeah.
to and see if they can do something on the weekend.
Yeah, always rooting for Cole. I think another sleeper Chris Kirk is at 45-1. I
Is
think that's a good
probable?
pick. Yeah, I think that would be a good pick if you're looking for like a top 25 pick for the week. I could see Chris Kirk sneaking in there. Just super solid player, one back in the winner's circle again. I don't think that's ever a bad pick there. Morikawa is obviously never a bad pick. Yeah. I wish some,
Hovland.
yeah, Hovland. I do miss the live guys that aren't there anymore. DJ Brooks, Patrick Reed, those guys. But I do think the PGA Tour field is still very stacked.
I miss Patrick and Bryson too much, but I do miss DJ, miss Brooks. Interior Gooch was interesting. But
Yeah.
we can kind of talk about our thoughts on Liv. I know you're more on the, what do you say, more Liv side. You're more
Yeah,
about
I'm definitely not anti-Liv.
both ways. PGA Tour. Also, I'm hard for rooting for the PGA Tour, but I
Yeah.
definitely do some of the Liv guys. But we can kind of talk about that sooner.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand why they did it, but I just have some disagreements on, kind of what's been said here and there.
Yeah. No, for sure. No, we'll definitely have to dig more into that
Yeah.
a little bit. Yeah, I think it's a good combo. Yeah. What do you think about Rosie? He didn't play too bad this weekend.
Rosie's figuring it out. I think he got away from what clubs were he playing? He was playing those he's playing different brand of clubs for a while. He kind of took that paycheck, but now he's back, just using better equipment. So I think he's starting to play better. But
The
Rosie,
Hanma.
he's playing the Homa.
Or
I don't
yeah,
know.
he was on the Hanma.
Yeah, I mean I think they're like 3K for a set of irons. I mean, they're pretty ridiculous price irons.
Yeah.
They look good, but they just look, they look like the nicer PXG set. But
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think he's back to actually using some better equipment. So I think, I like Rosie. I like him in the future. Talking about people we like later. I think we kind of add this new segment to the podcast. We won't do it all the time, but who are you buying stock the rest of the year, or who are you selling stock on?
Oof. Who am I buying and selling? I
Yeah.
mean, someone that's not a, I'll take someone that's not maybe who we don't always think of. I'm gonna buy two people. Can I buy two people?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna buy Corey Connors and I'm gonna buy Cantlay. I'm gonna buy them for the rest of the year. I think I don't know what they're gonna do for the rest of the season. I don't know if Corey's. I don't think either of them. I don't see their names on the field for this week. But I know Corey Connors has been absolutely playing lights out. Honestly, thought he might make a run for it in the PGA, But and Canley obviously is super consistent and is always just right there. He hasn't really been in the mix, but he's always been right there, top 10, top 15. And so, yeah, that those are my two guys. I don't know who I'm going to sell, though. I have to think about that. I'll let you go.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to sell anybody right now, we can come back to that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Down the you know, I'm not going to sell this player, but, you know, I'm going to hold off. I think we're going to hold because I always have stock in them. I think we're going to hold my Rory stock. I'm not feeling about buying, but I think we hold. I think he might, you know, figure it out. But I need to see him kind of turn around. I think he's fighting. I think he's just too much is on his plate right now. I think it's all starting to boil over. Kind of being the head of the tour. I think everything, all that's, you know, catching up to him now. But if I'm buying stock, I mean, it's very expensive right now. It might be, you know, some Berkshire price, but I'm buying the ROM stock. You know, I only get my guaranteed return. I think he's play well. I like him. I like him at the next two majors. I think, you know, he's kind of, after he won Mexico, I think he's kind of gone through. I think he kind of had a little hangover after Mexico. I think he needed a break. He's played a lot of golf this year. He loves to play, but, you know, he still made the cut this week, played terrible, but I like him. I mean, he drives the ball really well. Somebody you don't think of that drives the ball well. I think somebody was saying that he's one of the best drivers, and I was like, sure about that. And next thing you know, first round of the Masters or second round, one of the rounds, he had all 18 fairways, all 14 fairways. And after that, I've kind of looked at his driving of the ball. I mean, he bombs the ball, doesn't take it far back, the backswing, but, you know, just plays that kind of bullet cut or fade, you know, however he wants to play it. But, you know, he always seems to be in the fairway. He's a pretty decent iron player. You know, work on that. But, I mean, him around the greens with the wedge, with the short stick, chipping, putting, I mean, he's kind of a wizard. And, I like him the rest of the year. And I like him at the British this year. Really do.
Okay. One guy we haven't talked about, who I know we both love, JT. What's up with JT?
Yeah, so I am I'm tempted to sell, but I'm just going to hold because I don't want to bet against JT. But I don't know this year, man. He hasn't looked like himself. I mean, he's played pretty all right, but, you know, up to his standards. I mean, he hasn't won or he hasn't really been – I feel like he really hasn't been in it, you know, for a player of his caliber. But kind of going back to other people we like. And I remember I sent you beginning of the year to buy stock. Not to buy stock, but I told you about this person. I thought he was going to have a good year, was Ricky. I saw he kind of finally figured out the swing, went back to Butch or Claude. I don't know which one he's with. But, you know, swing's looking a lot better. I think he's kind of figured out the life with, you know, having his child and, you know, kind of figuring out that whole the aspect of, you know, being a father and stuff. But I like him rest of the year.
You're going to buy him?
I'm going to buy it. You know, I like him just, you know, continue top 15, top 10s. I think he's cuts, and I think he's just pick up the world ranking points. I think he'll, you know, maybe fight for some top fives here and there. I don't think he's going to win. I wouldn't be surprised if he did, but I think he's just going to be a consistent, you know, top 10, top 15 guy. And, you know, just steady points this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I also really, I love Homa. I think he's a dog. I think his swing is very icy and just rips the ball. Like I think Homa is, huh?
You like him the rest of the year?
Yeah, I would definitely keep my eye. I mean, yeah. The FedEx. I mean, he's 3 in the FedEx Cup. So I think there's people that I have on my list, like the Schefflers, Homa, who are probably, I would say I already have stock in them. But these other guys, you know, I mean, you know, you see people like Tom Kim or Chris Kirk who, you know, play consistently well. Those guys might be, those, they're definitely on my radar for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I guess kind of my last kind of stock buy would be, this is long term. We're long term holding. I'm liking Brandon Wu. You just got the game. I like Brandon Wu. Look out for the name. I mean, he's played well this year.
Yeah.
In his second or third out of Mexico, but, you know, he's just steady. You know, he was a really good golfer, collegiate golfer at Stanford. Won it all that year when they beat Texas and Cole. But I like Brandon Wu long term. You know, look out for the name. I think we'll be in it. I just like this game.
Yeah. Stock trending.
Long term hold. We're diving.
What about in. Day?
Oh man.
He just won. He's back.
No, Day is back. Day was back beginning of the year. I mean, if we had, you know, started the podcast back up sooner, I'd be, you know, buying him just to win once this year. I mean, he's got the swing back. I think he's finally figured it out. You know, he was having all the injury problems with swing before, you know, it was just a lot of stress on the body. But I think after kind of, you know, 2 years, you know, kind of redesigning his swing, you know, so his body, so his back to get, you know, torn apart, which was kind of was a problem. He's always injured. There's always some problems. I mean, he was at one point, I mean, he was so good when he was number one. I mean, he was, I mean, you could bet him, I think he was almost like 2-1 1 week that he ended up winning. But it's good to see JD back. Honestly, love to see JD back. Great person, great story. But he's good, great player.
Yeah. I think Finau's a guy that, I mean, he's in my portfolio. I mean, just so Mr. Consistent, you know, just makes, give him 5 mil, 10 mil a year just off top 10s. I mean, he's there, and leading up to the FedEx Cup, I think, you know, I think that play will continue. I think another guy, I think Sahith Tagala is another guy who I think is pure Houston guy. And yeah, I think he's a solid player, and he's definitely on my portfolio watch. Absolutely,
yeah, I agree. I do like Tagala. Yeah, he's a good player at Pepperdine. I do like him, but is that kind of all? I think our portfolios are pretty heavy, so I think
that's probably all I would take.
Players, you know, diversify a little bit, but you know, a lot of positives. I guess we'll kind of revisit, you know, our stock picks, see how they're doing down the road. But yeah, anything else you want to say? I think we're gonna wrap it up. You know, good to be back.
Yeah, no, I think it's good to be back.
23-24, but feels like one after.
No,
so
I know, I know. Yeah, yeah, no, it's good. Good to be back. Definitely, I'm rooting for Scotty this week, and hopefully he takes home a dub down in his home state.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right.
Yeah.
I guess send off, but we'll be back next week. Dream time made a fool out of me. Now it's my first